sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Alamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 29 Mphalakazi 2021. Praxit is Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Hayi. Anginamazi mazibe ngiphelele nje. Umuntu nje obejabula last week. Abantu bemhlanganisela nje ukumbonga ukuthi kona into zonke azenzayo esaphila. Understand? And then you find this week umuntu obesesishiya nje kanjalo.
Ube ngukokele wecembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede akasekho.
Liphambanise izilimo lezinyamazana kanye lemizi yabantu ngokwayo. Lezihlahla zisuke zawonakala kakhulu. Ngingathi ngamafitshane izulu langkhona bathi kade lilesiqhotho nomoya omkhulu kakhulu.
Izulu elilesiqotho elize lomoya omningi lichiye ezinye izakhamizi zakomatekenya kuward 22 eGwanda zingelandawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Abazali abaningi beZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwempathalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ngokukhokhele waqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede akasekho. UGumede ubhubhele esibhedlela sempilo kubulawayo namhlanje emini. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UGumede udlule emhlabeni namhla emini ngemva kokuba ekhale ngesisu ngolwesibili wagijinyiselwa esibhedlela lapho utholakale khona ukuba engaba ekhathazwa ngamatshe ezinsweni zakhe. Ubhubhe namhla sekuzajaya ihola lesibili emini ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukuba ekwenziwa esinye iscan ukuze abemtholampilo bathole iqiniso lokuba kuyini okumkhathaza. UNdumiso Emmanuel Gumede utshone ngemva kwensuku ezimbalwa yenzelwe idili ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bembonga ngomsebenzi omkhulu awenzele iqembu leBhoso. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNeshim Gogwera laye wayeyingxenye yalabo ababekholisa bendawonye loGumede ngeviki yedluleyo.
Zananzelela ukuthi uyenzelwe umdlalo omkhulu kucelebratewa 48 years zakhe ekuadministration ngelanga leUnity Day isenzelwa eHighlanders Clubhouse. How? Abantu bengananzeleli ukuthi kube kusokungumvalelisa uNdumiso Gumede ngokumenzela lwana umdlalo eselebratewa iminyaka yakhe yokuphathisa kwezenguqu. Kube isimanga ukuthi kungasuki ezingaki sokuthiwa ayi akasekho.
UGumede ubesele iminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu yokuzalwa. Uqale usebenzela iqembu leHighlanders ngo-1974 engumeli walo esigodlweni iHarare, njalo uphathe izikhundla eziningi kuleli qembu ezigoqela ukuba ngumgcinisihlalo weqembu kanye nokuba ngu-chief executive officer. Uke wasebenzela njalo inhlanganiso ebona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo wenguqu elizweni yeZimbabwe Football Association. Kolunye udaba olufanayo wayengumdlali weqembu leDynamos uIsaac Nema udlule emhlabeni izolo ngemva kokuba olunye uhlangothi lomzimba wakhe litholakale lungasasebenzi kuhle. Laye ubesele iminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu yokuzalwa. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ngonjalo nje umunye owasebenza loGumede uAlexander Maseko owake wakhokhela laye iqembu leHighlanders uxoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngembali yakhe.
Hayi, anginamazwi madube, ngiphelelwe nje. Umuntu nje obejabula last week. Abantu bemhlanganisela nje ukumbonga ukuthi kona into zonke azenzayo esaphila. Understand? And then you find this week umuntu obesesishiya nje kanjalo. Akubuhlungu manje.
Ya, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Sitshele ukuthi wena wasebenza njani loGumede.
Oh. I mean, we suka kude mina loGumede from into zesport kuHighlanders esiya kuzifa. The main thing engakhuluma ngayo ngakhona besides into zebhora. I mean, he was a great administrator, one, two. Why am I MC emtshadweni wami? So, kubuhlungu, you understand? I see him, lapana, a jaiva, a dancer, very how a koshiwe, baze kunxa abantu bekuya besenza into engani yabhida ngapha bakhuza athi hayi no no semtshadeni kamaseko lo kanje kanje ake lihlale phansi hey cicha cicha uyazi it's fun now I'm taking me back ukuthi ngithathe iDVD yami leyana ngimbuke ke manje lapho and I will do that. I've actually missed someone very 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 special.
Ye nxa sikhangela futhi le bholeni siyabona ukuthi wena ungucaptain weBhoso la wayekhona kuduze khonapho akusitshela ukuthi lalidlelana njani lo Gumzi.
Eish, awu Gumzi he was man of peace, man of laughter and the serious ngokuthi siwine kuphela wayefuna ukuthi kona nasenjani sikhululeke uma sidlala ibhola. You understand? Sizidlalele nje sibe take I mean be yourself and enjoy the game. Wayengekho strict ngendlela lezi zazibhethe uyakuze kulabanye abantu ababa strict kakhulu but hayi Gumzi no. Okumzi no, and I remember also nxa siqeda amagame laphana anginika imota yakhe ethatha abantu abami bahambisele uveve andazele egwabalanda mbahambise badrive mbuyele ibhegi ngemota yakhe mthole uGumede vele umuntu wabantu, you understand? He was just a man of people.
So manje abantu bamkhumbule njani uGumzi ngoba vele abaningi sithi uGumzi yabo,
you know, to me yazi Gumede has been a rock and has been a rock of everyone. Why inceda wonke umuntu? Kazanga xabalela umuntu, wayengasokeli, wayengelondwali umuntu. Let's remember him as a hero. That's what I can say to me. He's one of the heroes who sport eZimbabwe nje. He's a hero. Yeah.
So manje kumele izweleni kufaka isithombe kwenzweni kwele academy wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani kumele kuthweni. Ngombono wakho
sizizana. I think vele kufuze ukuthi kube lenye ibuild angazumbe sifake sithi sithombe sakhe thina ngapha uma kuthi abantu bezifa labo bayafuna bemenzele something huge somewhere but at the end of the football fraternity but at the moment thina nje clubhouse laphana simfakeleni isithombe. I would believe me nje uma ungena nje umbone lapho bizokubethe simfakele isithombe nje simkhumbule yani simkhumbule forever even labantwana bethu that's nxa sesingasekho bembone. I mean he has done a lot.
Alexander Maseko wake wakhokhela iqembu le-Highlanders Football Club. Lapho-ke limuzwe ixoxa loGibbs Dube we-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. IZulu elilesiqotho elize lomoya omningi lichiye ezinye zakhamizi zakomatekenya ku-Ward 22 eGwanda zingela ndawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Leli zulu elinengesonto ntambama lidale umonakalo omkhulu emasimini lawisa lezihlahla. Wawubhethi Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Leli zulu libikwa lidale umonakalo omkhulu kakhulu ngemva kokutsha imizi efika kamathumi amabili lanhlanu. Usikwamithi weGwanda umnumzana Thulani Moyo uchazisa kabanzi ngomonakalo lo.
Liphambanise izilimo lezinyamazana kanye lemizi yabantu ngokwayo. Lezihlahla zisuke zawonakala kakhulu. Ngingathi ngamafitshane izulu langkhona bathi kade lilesiqhoto lomoya omkhulu kakhulu.
Umnomzana Ngqabotho Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abasele besegcekeni lemuli yakhe ethi kubethuse kakhulu okwenzakale ngesonto.
Into kwaqala izulu lapha ngesikhathi santambama lapha izulu lankwa lalesiphephe esikhulu kakhulu lilesiqhotho singase siphambeni ngoba lamkhosi ama ngikwazi umbe ngakhala vele angikwazi ukuhamba njani vele ngoba lamuntu ngaphuma njani angikwazi amahlahla alaphi afika avala umnyango lapha sathwala nzima kakhulu inkosi yami. Hayi impahla ekhaya ngikhuluma umuntu ezinisa amochakala konke ukudla lokwamochakala kodwa hayi abantwana bakhona bayangani bezibuhlungu kancane mbijana.
Umnomzana Rafael Moyo esinye njalo isakhamuzi sakwamatekenya uthi kakazi abone izulu elinengalindlela lokhu wathethulwa yingwe.
Size ngazala mina nje lo ngo-1956 angaze ngubone ukuyaqasa ukubona lapha esigabeni sakithi ngoba izihlahla ngasikhayela eziningi ngathi bezidliwa ngamacimbi sezijile lezihlahla inkadi ezinkulu bezinjani ziphephile ngumoya zawela ezindlini lamaze engaphephuka amaningi.
Okugcizelelwe ngumnumzana James Ndlovu layo oyisakhamuzi salindawo.
Wonke akulandle enganetala endle ayifulile wawusibona kungena ishebe-shebe kungena amanzi kungalala zengela iphumileyo kwezinye indawo kodwa amanzi agcwala ezindini phakathi kwaba into esimangalise kakhulu leyo. La maphani kakulasihlala sephani silehlamvu kuthi inteke wonke aningamacimba abezindlu komile utshani phansi kugelekelane bekutshaya ilonimoya.
Usobhuka komatekenya umnumzana Lothi Nkala uthi kube inhlanhla kwangabe lo fileyo kulumonakalo.
Uhlokuluzile abantu ngoba abantu basile bengalakho okokuthi badleni, basile bengalakho ababekulimile kuphelile konke. Kwadilika izihlahla eziningi ezinye eziwela phezu kwezindlu. Kube inhlanhla ukuthi abantu baphile bengafanga.
Ekwethekeleleni kwe-Studio 7 komatekene lamhlanje emini, sithole inhlanganiso encedisa ngaba lengozi ezinje emhlabeni jikelele e-Red Cross isipha izakhamizi ukudla. Umqondisi wale nhlanganiso ezansi emandebeleni unkosikazi Siphiwe Thina Juma uchasise ngohlelo lwabo lokuncedisa kwamatekenya.
Njonge ye-Red Cross ukuthi sisize lapho kulezi ngozi khona. Namhla siphathele ama 10 kgs impuphu, 2 kgs of ichukela, 500 grams isawudo, 750 ml cooking oil. Then iofisi ka DDC la isincedisile ngokubuya lamahlamvu lamanye ama cooking oil lalokho okusetshenziswa ngabomama nxa besesikhathi.
Lanxa be-Red Cross sebenelise ukufika kulindawo masinya besabela abantu uncedo lokudla, izakhamiza kumatekena zisaludinga uncedo ngoba ezinye okusamele zakhe kutsha izindlu. Usikomitsha umoya ukhuthaze uZulu ukuthi akhe izindlu ezilakho kumelana lokuguquka kwemumo omkhathi, njalo zihlanyele kanye lokulondoloza izihlahla ezingaphansi kwemizi ukuze zivikeleke ngezikhathi ezifana lalezi. Lalapho sesakha kutsha zingachaphazi imvelo ngokugamula izihlahla mahlayana zakhe zisebenzise ezinye indlela ezifana lezitina. Ngimele umthakazo we-Studio 7, ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, ngingu-Albert Ncube.
Lanxa omunye wabakhankasela umbuso wentando kaZulu olilunga le-MDC Alliance, uMakhomborero Rosivishe, obevalelwe okwenyanga ezithile ezedluleyo, etholiswe ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebheyo ngumthethwandaba owe-High Court. Amagqwetha akhe athi ulakho ukuqhubeka evalelwe njengoba abatshutshisi besithi ulelinye icala lokuthomba aletheswayo. UMavis Gama usipha lolu daba.
UHaruzivishe ubikwa engasoze akhululwe njengoba abatshutshisi besithi ulelinye icala aletheswayo elilokhe lisemthethwandaba lokuthumba ngesikhathi etshengisela emahofisini awenkampani ye-Impala Car Rentals ephakathi kwexuku labasakhulayo be-MDC Alliance labenhlanganiso yezifundi eye-Zimbabwe National Students Union befuna benkampani le baveze igama lomnikazi wemota eyasetshenziswa ukuthumba esinye isifundi uTawanda Mjeiwa. Elinye lamagqwetha kaHaruzivishe umnumzana Simon Chabuka uchasisa ngalokhu.
We then, together with Professor Madubu, made an application after that Tora Nyaya from one of his lawyers could have instructed one of his lawyers.
Ekuthatheni kwethu lolu daba asitshelwa okokwenza kasitshelwanga ukuthi ulolunye udaba. Sasesenza isicelo ngemva kokuba mina lo Maduku siluthethe lolu daba.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Mlindelo Mancitshana uthi okwenzakalayo kuHaruzivishe akumangalisi.
Soloku kuyinto etshengisayo ukuthi asindawo njengelizwe simi ndawonye. Sokhonoko kutshengisa ukuthi njengelizwe akula lapho siya khona simi ndawonye, siyakhohliswa njengabantwana beZimbabwe ukuthi kulento yenzakalayo khona kungelalutho vele.
Udaba obelikhwezwe emthethwandaba we-High Court ngolokuthi uHaruzivishe wehluleka ukulandela iziqondiso zakhe ze-bail ngesikhathi ilizwe liku-level 4 ye-COVID-19 lockdown, lapho abikwa engasayanga zibika khona kwabomthetho esezingenise ku-isolation ngemva kokuhlangana lomuntu owayebikwa ele coronavirus. Kodwa umantshi uDennis Mangosi waseHarare unqume ngombimbitho ukuba kumele avalelwe uHaruzivishe esithi ngoba wephula ngabomo iziqondiso zakhe ze-bail ayezibekelwe edabeni lwakhe lokuyatshengisela emahofisini abe-Impala, okuyisinqumo esigenqulwe ngumahluli we-High Court uJustice Catherine Mzawazi lamhlanje. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Abazali abaningi beZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwembadalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Ezinye izikolo ezilabafundi abahlala esikolo zikhuphule imbadalo le yaya kunkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisithupha zamadola eZimbabwe, 60,000 Zimbabwe dollars kusiya phezulu. Kuthi ezikolo ezizimele zodwa iqalela kunkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili zamadola eZimbabwe, 200,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Ubathabele Masuku usethulela lolu daba.
Izikolo zivulwa mhlaka 10 zibandlela ngo-2022, kodwa abafundi ababhala imihloliso ka-O-Level e-A-Level bona bavula mhlaka 3 ukuze bayeqedisa ukuloba imihloliso. Laloba kunjalo, iningi labazali lithi inhlawulo ezifunekayo ziphezulu kakhulu. Unkosikazi Felicity Matsika ngomunye wabazali abakhonona ngokuqansa kwendleko zesikolo.
Ukukhwela kwamafizi lokhu esikubonayo angazi ukuthi abantwana bazafunda umnyaka ozayo. Mina kunje oseboarding school ufuna 70,000 RTGs angafaki ukudla kwakhe khonapha. Akula muntu ohola imali yonke yonalo. So ukuthi uhulumende avumele ukukhwezwa kwefizi kangaka angazi ukuthi siyabe siyithethe ngaphi imali engaka.
Unkosikazi Linet Maseko, umongi, ukhala ngokuthi izimali ezibizwayo azihambelani leholo.
Ifizi okufanele ngibe sengiyibhadele kufika u-10 January yisalari yami ephindwe yaphindwa. Lapha ngingafaki amabhuku lamayunifomu. So eqinisweni abantwana bamasivu sevens kunzima ukuthi bathole imfundo kwizikolo ezenza kuhle. Umntwana seyezahlala etshintsha isikolo njalo nje ngenxa yamafizi. Thina siphatheki kuhle ngalokhu esikwenziwa nguhulumende wethu. Asiphiwe iholo elanelisa ukubhadala zonke iindleko zethu. Asho ukuthi siphile nzima elizweni lakithi.
Unkosikazi Sandra Thebe, omunye njalo umzali, ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angenele kulolu daba.
Nxa imbadalo zesikolo zihlala zikhuphulwa njalo nje, ngibona lokhu ukuthathela abantwana ilungelo labo lokufunda. Siyananzelela kwamanye amazwe imfundo yimahala. Kungani uhulumende wethu laye engahlolisisi lokhu laye afunde kulabo abenza kuhle kulokhu ukuze sanelise ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lethu sibe lenkhwica mfundo eziningi lathi.
Isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo uMnumzana Thawungana Ndoro uthi ukwengezwa kwembadalo zesikolo kumele kuqale kuvunyelwane phakathi kwabazali lezikolo andukana kwamukelwe lugatsha lwakhe.
If there is any increment, it has to be approved through the ministry. Parents are supposed to agree with the school authorities on the increment so that it is justifiable. So parents need not to panic about the school fees issues.
Ugatsha lwezemfundo lukubeka sobala ngamanyathelo okufanelwe alandelwe nxa kusiyaba lenguquko yembadalo zesikolo. Nxa kufanele ikhuphuke, kufanele ivunywe lugatsha lwethu, njalo kufanele abazali kanye labaphathi besikolo bavumelane imali abazakhweza ngayo. Ngalokhu abazali kanye labaphathi bezikolo kabehlise umoya ngodaba lwendleko zesikolo.
Uhulumende ucine ukukhuphula iholo lezisebenzi zakhe inyanga kaNtulikazi ngesilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lanhlanu kusiya kumachumi amahlanu ekhulwini, i-45-50%. Ngenyanga kaLwezi, uhulumende uphe izisebenzi zakhe ibonus ngedola leMelika. Kuviki ephelileyo, inhlanganiso emele izisebenzi zonke zikahulumende kanye labameli bakahulumende bebehlangene bekhuluma ngeholo lezisebenzi zikahulumende. Inhlanganiso emele izisebenzi ithi ifuna izisebenzi zithole iholo ngedola leMelika, kodwa uhulumende kakaphi impendulo kulokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela owenziwa ngabadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Esigabeni sethu lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje sixoxa loMnumzana Nkululeko Letha uManjinela osanda kuqansa intaba enkulu yasezwekazi le-Afrika, iMount Kilimanjaro. uLetta wasemsebenzini kwele Tanzania ngaleso sikhathi wezwa esiba lo mdlozela ukuqanza intaba le, wahlawula amadola aphezulu kwenkulungwane eyodwa $1,200 abaphethe wethekelela intaba kuKilimanjaro. Wahamba umango ofika isilinganiso samakhilomitha angamashumi amane lambili 42 kilometers esiya esiqongweni sentaba le. Ubehamba ekhathalelwa ngabampha ukudla, abamlungisela indawo yokulala, labahlola isimo sakhe somzimba kanye labo bhotabhota entabeni le ngobuciko obuphezulu. Uthethe amalanga amabili ukuze ayefika esiqongweni sentaba le, elesiqongo esedlula zonke intaba zasezulazi le-Africa. Uthethe amalanga amabili ukuze ehle njalo intaba le. Ake sizwe exoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngohambo lwakhe.
Ifuna not only umzimba oqinileyo reasonably, akumelanga ukuthi angikhole ukuthi kufunakala umuntu o super fit, but kumele ube reasonably fit physically. And but into ebaluleke kakhulu ikuqina engqondweni ukuthi uyazi injongo yakho yokufuna ukuqansa intaba. And uzimisele ukuthi come what may, kungaba njalo nje ukuthi okunye kungaba sokuthi too much, but as long as kuyibunzima lobuyana obungekho life threatening, hayi kuyabe kufuna ukuthi ingqondo yakho ikutshele ukuthi masiqhubeke siqanise le ntaba.
Kwenokokwenza ukuthi uze uqanise intaba le, abanye abantu beyisaba kangaka?
Ngangilo mcabango okuyiqanisa nje, but ngingela plan yokuthi ngiza kwenza nini. But kwenzakala ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi ngangihambe ngomsebenzi eTanzania kuregion yonaleyo eMosh, and I spent a week ngingikhonangale. And then I met a lot of people, including ama-agents laba abathatha abantu bebaqansisa uMount Kilimanjaro. So bangikhuthaza ukuthi njengoba usuhlala isikhathi esingaka usuaclimatizile, and you're reasonably physically fit, awufuni na ukuzama ukuthi uqanise lawo intaba. And abaningi bakhona babesithi thina sesaqansa, abanye basithi sazama ukuqansa sisafikanga. So yenza ngifune lami ukuthi kahle ke ngizama. I had some time on my hands, so ngathi mina mhlawumbe this is my chance to ukuthi ngiyenze le nto. So that was the only motivation I had, other than ukuthi ngangivele ngifuna ukuthi at some point in life I would want to do that. But ukuthi ngikwenze ngaleso sikhathi kwaba nje yikukhuthazwa ngabantu ababe engangihlangana nabo ngaleso sikhathi.
Yes, ngathi waqhaza intaba leyo wafika khatshana kanganani?
Anyi baba.
Yes, waqhaza intaba leyo wafika kanganani? Waqhaza kanganani entabeni leyo?
Bengisho ukuthi intaba i-distance it's 42 kilometers. So ngathatha 3 days ukuqansa i-42 kilometers zangakhona. Then 2 days coming down. Ngoba coming down is much easier. Ngoba you gradually improve the oxygen supply. And the excitement nje ukuthi you've managed to conquer the mountain, so we are very happy ukuthi you are now going back and really super excited. So it was a total of 5 days.
Yes, so singathi konapho ke baba Letta uqhanza konapho wafika esiqongweni kumbe wafika kwesinye isibanga?
Yes, ngafika esiqongweni ngempela. And ngoba esiqongweni kwakhona umele bathi bona you shouldn't spend more than 20 minutes. Umele uthi 20 minutes, you look around, you take pictures, and then you make your way down. Bathi awumelanga uhlale imzuzu edlula i-20 ngoba umzimba uyabe usukhathele ngokuswela i-oxygen or nge-oxygen elimited. So umele uphumuze and uphumuze ama-lungs akho ukuthi aqalise ukuba le-oxygen ewajayeleyo. Otherwise kuyaba le-collapse and then uyaluza but i-consciousness. Angazi ukuthi ngathini ngesiNdebele.
Ye uyaphela umoya. So ke kunjani ukuya phezulu khona ngale sikhongweni? Kunjani?
Hey, in terms of what the scenario or just a feeling nje yokuthi uqansa kanjani.
Yeah, konke konoko.
Yeah. Isinari ukuthi i-vegetation yakhona ayikho inhle kangako. It's all lay vegetation engakhuli kakhulu and engabi green kakhulu. But kunzima sibili ukuqansa ngoba uyabungela qiniso ukuthi umzimba wakho uzawuthatha njani, uza responda kanjani kuselakala kwe-oxygen phengaphezulu. Ngangibona abaningi, especially abadala asebekhulile, babethwele ama-tank e-oxygen, umuntu eli 5 liters ze-oxygen on their backs. Like ogogo labokhulu abavele eJapan lezinye abo-Korea babethwele ama-oxygen tank ngemuva so ukuthi abancedise ukuphefumula.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Letta isizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala kule South Africa limuzwe ixoxa lapho uGibbs Shobe esejohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kwezemidlalo, abaqeqeshi beqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors namhla bethule uluhlu lwabadlali abangamashumi amabili lantathu abazamela ilizwe kumncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations ukele Cameroon ekuqaleni kukazibandlela. Kubika uJoseph Njanji, intethele zindaba yethu yezemidlalo.
Laba badlali ngababalisa onozinti abathi uPetros Mari, uTope Chumba kanye loMartin Mapisa, imvimbi uGodnos Muruira, uGerald Takwara, Onesimo Pasera, uBruce Kangwa, uPeter Mudua, uTeenage Khadebe, uTakuzwa Chimwemwe, uAlec Mudimu kanye loJordan Zemura. Abadlali benkabeni yenkundla uThabani Kamusoko, uKunda Ibhenyu, uIshmael Wadi, uNeva Tikere, uKelvin Mazongwe, ukuda kwashe Mahachi kanye loCaptain weqembu uNoledge Musona, abagadli uPrince Dube, uTinotenda Kadewere, uAdmiral Muswe kanye loDavid Moyo. Iqembu lama-Warriors lisuke namhlanje lilubhekise kwele Cameroon lapho elikusibaya sikaGroup B ndawonye leMalawi, iGuinea kanye leSenegal. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngehlukane zihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Obe ngumkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders Zondumiso Gumede kasekho. Izulu lesiqotho elize lomoya omningi litshiye ezinye zakhamizi zakumatekenya kuward 22 eGwanda zingela ndawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Abazali abaningi eZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwembadalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje oluvalelisayo uPraxitus Jeremiah. Ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-4:46 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisa ngokuzwa indaba zethu lelakho zilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.